The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all psyched up for a good show today. I'm having fun. Boy, am I having fun. And you know what? We've got tons of stuff to talk about. Last week after the show, I did a thing with, if you watch my Facebook page, you saw I was at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, and I got a nice group shot with the lovely ladies from Hooters. They all want to go fishing, so I'm going to have to set up some kind of an arrangement to go fishing with all the girls that were out there. It was a great time, and we had a lot of fun with everybody that was on air from ESPN, and 1,500 people came out for this event. It was a lot of fun. I really, really had a good time. Well, let's talk about this week's show. On this week's show, we're going to hear from, of course, Captain Tony sitting on the dock by his boat on Lake Michigan. Then we're going to hear from Stephanie Lawson. She is a woman angler who is very, very involved in fishing tournaments in Minnesota, the St. Cloud area. She's and all over the state. She's also getting more women outdoors to enjoy tournament fishing in Minnesota. She's part of several different leagues that go out fishing every week. I mean, this woman is fishing all the time. And she also wants to get more women to enjoy what she enjoys in the great outdoors. And on top of everything, she holds a full-time office job. This woman has got it together. Unbelievable. And then I look forward to hearing from her there. And then we're going to be talking to our good friend, Mr. Phil Piscitello. He's the owner of Borderline Guide Service, and he's also a member of Chauncey's Great Outdoors Pro Staff. You've heard Phil on the air. He's always on the chain or one of the southern Wisconsin lakes, and he likes to keep us up to date on everything. And then, that'll be a hearing what's exploding on the chain, and I mean that. And then in our last segment, we're going to hear from get the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan and a few other places and some other neat things. So there's a whole lot of things to go in the great outdoors, and we want you to be part of it with us. And also, don't forget, you need to go on Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us there. And you'll see all kinds of outdoor information and different articles and notes from all across the United States. As a matter of fact, we just have a little tidbit in there about a gentleman who got snagged on a fossil in a river. And that's pretty exciting news to read about. And you can read that all on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. Now let's hear from Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the boat.
Hey, morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. How are you?
Doing real good. I mean, fishing is fantastic right now. Unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, we're out offshore, deep water, anywhere from 180 to 260.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of pinks around. Don't know where they came from. Don't know what they're doing, but we're catching them. We're catching rainbows, all different sizes, a lot of big rainbows out there. We're catching mature colos anywhere from 8 to 10 pounds.
No kidding.
You know, a few kings are out there. The kings we're catching are pretty mature. They're pretty dark. I'm sure they're going to be running in the stage wherever they were put in to be caught and eaten soon here.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're catching a lot of Lakers out there, too. It's a mix of fish. We're catching limits for twos. Twos, threes, fours, and five people limits right now.
Yeah. And what do you go? Like, I know on, you know, around the lake, on the Michigan side of Lake Michigan, they're using J-plugs, they're using meat rigs, they're using some larger body baits. And we have a lot more success down here using, you know, bright fluorescent spoons and flies yet and stuff like that, right?
Flies and Dodgers, yes. I'm running some old metal Dodgers, some yellows, some greens with 4-inch flies behind them. Seem like they're really producing. I'm not fishing real deep out there,
mm-hmm.
the top 80 feet of water when you're out like 260. But still, spoons. I got spoons on some cores and some coppers that are working. You know, pick your best spoon out there. You know, get it out there. Those rainbows are right there for them.
Mm.
Everything's... It's a mixed bag. It's unbelievable. You're catching Lakers up on top. I mean, up on top is 40 down for me.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbows are the same area, 65 down, 55 down. You know, so they're all in that column right now out there, and they're very aggressive, and I tell you what, it makes for a great mixed bag of fish.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And what you said, one of the things that, you know, you're able to do charters for 2 people, 4 people, 6 people. And I know a lot of charters won't do, you know, for the smaller groups, but, you know, you'll take them out for that. And, you know, that's a real good blessing for a lot of sportsmen, especially because it seems like it's getting harder to find somebody to go out with you.
Right. It's pretty cost efficient right now, especially with our fuel being the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, marina gas is always way up there, but, you know, we're running out 7-8 miles to start,
yeah.
You know, but that's where the fish are. You know, there's no need to stop in any shallower. Again, dipsies are working, you know, 80 down, 90 down, you know, big plastic spoons, white flies, green flies, you know. I think they're just hungry out there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, if they're hungry, that means our freezers are getting full. That's what it is.
Right, right. Now is the time to stock up if you want some decent meat.
Yes, and going out with Diamond Ghost Charters, it's always fun, educational, and a great time. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a charter, what's the best way?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. If I'm not in the office, please leave a message. I check them. You can also visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. Go to pricing. You'll see my 2-person and 4-person and 5-6-person rates right there.
Sounds good to me.
Everything's on the website.
And what do we yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Sitting on the dock at the bay, wait for Chauncey to eat my fish. All right, guys, be safe out there. Watch the weather. We got some storms ripping through. Always be safe out there. Know what's going on before you hit the water.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Tony. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95... Big Issues, loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment, rods and reels and lines.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have a woman who is a competitive angler. She fishes a number of tournaments. She's from up north there, the northern part of the upper Midwest, Minnesota area. She is part of the Minnesota Bass Tour, where she's a captain. She's, you know, the Prior Lake Hook Setters. She's a co-angler. She's the Alley Tournament Director, and she's also Vice President of the Women Anglers of Minnesota. Do you have time?
Former.
Stephanie. Yes. This is Stephanie Lawson, everybody. Stephanie, how do you have time to do all of that and go fishing?
Yeah, I'm very busy, and it requires catching a lot of fish and having a lot of fun. So
that's exactly it. Now, what made you? I mean, first of all, a woman. My mother taught me how to fish.
Oh, I love that.
And I didn't have men active in my outdoor world until I was about 11 years old and got into Boy Scouts. And I was like, what are all these guys? You know, I mean, I'd go fishing with my mother and aunt and some friends of my mother. And, you know, she taught me fishing and how to go camping and pick mushrooms and make my own liquor and a few other things, you know.
She's my hero.
You know, so, I mean, it's like, what made you get into this competitive fishing?
Well, back up to just getting in fishing in general, 10 years ago, just, you know, an ex-boyfriend was like, hey, do you know how to fish? Because if you're going to hang with me, you're going to have to know how to fish. And so he taught me how to bass fish. And right away, they started me out, meaning him and his dad, using a bait caster. Like they had no mercy. If you got a backlash, you sat there and you figured out how to get it out yourself.
Wow.
And you struggled until you fixed it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we broke up 2 years later, because we only threw three baits. They were about fast moving baits mostly. And so when my eyes were open to, wow, there's like way more tackle in bass fishing than I could ever imagine. And I wanted to learn all these other techniques. So, you know, I had joined that women's fishing club and then started meeting a whole bunch of other fishing buddies and learning all the other techniques. And, just kind of grew from there.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting that, you know, it's kind of like you were, you know, thrown in the deep end of the pool and said, let's go.
Well, and then the competitive part got really interesting because, you know, I've always been a very competitive person. And I bought my own boat, and I learned how to back it this last year, you know, and I was like, hey, let's start tournament fishing. You know, way to throw yourself into the fire, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't just fish women's tournaments. You fish mixed tournaments, correct? Which all tournaments, in my mind, should be mixed tournaments, women and men, you know, competing. You also fish those, correct?
Well, yeah, so the Minnesota Bass Tour, which welcomes all, actually, we're the only all-female team in the league. And although once in a while, like, one of the men will not be able to make it, so they'll have their wife sub in mm-hmm. on the other teams. But we are the only all-female team in the state that I'm aware of in any of the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, so... And I got to admit, you know, we're struggling a little bit. I think we're second from the bottom, and, you know, I've got to get better on putting us on fish. But the other club is, you know, that's why I joined the other club, is co-angler, so that I can learn from the real hammers out there and mm-hmm. get better and grow. So.
Yeah, that's cool. This is so cool. It's the fun. It's the camaraderie. It's the good times. And more, in my mind, more women should be doing this, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what I try to do is take as many women as possible out on the water. I've taken over 55 women in the club out fishing. And more importantly, I kind of force the issue that I make them load my boat onto the trailer. So I back the trailer in and I make them load my boat, and they're all freaked out. Scared if they've never done it before, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna scratch it up and ruin it. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, you gotta learn. And then they're so proud of themselves afterwards. And one of my buddies is like, you've got like $1,000 worth of scratches on your boat. And I'm like, you know what, I don't mind. Just the fact that, you know, I empowered them to do something they've never done before.
Yeah, it's $1,000 worth of love
and smiles. And exactly smiles.
Because seeing somebody get excited and seeing somebody get fired up, that's a big plus. Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
that's a huge thing.
Absolutely.
That is a huge thing. I know you've done also a lot of articles, and you've been on TV shows, and you've been covers of magazines, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's been a fun ride, I will say, you know. One of the blessings, I guess, of being a female angler, and in particular, you know, I'm half Asian, so, you know, it's a rarity to be fast-tracked, I guess, because, you know, you don't have that much representation mm-hmm. out there. And so I've been blessed with many opportunities. Even the one boat invited me to be in their catalog for 2023, so... Yeah, I just feel very blessed with these opportunities. And, you know, I will say, though, I put in a lot of work. I probably fish 4 days a week. And, you know, my experience has grown exponentially. So, you know, I definitely am putting in the work, for sure.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Now, what do you like to do with when you're out fishing? I mean, are you a crankbaiter? Are you a plastic worm fisherman? Are you a, you know, creature fisherman? Are you a jig fisherman, or at all?
Yeah, so my favorite is jig with a craw. That's my absolute favorite.
Mm.
But every single season, I try to pick one new technique and then, you know, really hone in on getting better with that. Like, you know, last year it was drop shot. Let me really practice the drop shot and get better with that. And now I'm, you know, catching big donks with that. So, you know, and just last night I went out on the water and was like, I've got to get better with using the popper. I have to. And I just practiced that technique last night and caught a nice 3-pounder. And you have to force yourself to do the things you're uncomfortable with so you get better at it, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny, I've been fishing for years, and I have that same philosophy. I will find a lure that either someone gave me, I found, or was one from my you know, mom's tackle box, whatever. And I'm like, you know, I haven't used this thing in like 30 years. So I put it on, and I will use that lure until I start catching fish on it.
Yeah, and you got to.
And it's so intriguing because you would go, oh, I never, you know, why would you use a lure that looks like that? You know, fish don't process, you know, like us looking at a steak. You know, they process noise, sound, and color. That's about it. You know?
Yep.
And they have to figure that out.
I kind of giggled because the other day we had our annual company tournament, and we take our clients out, which my clients are dealerships. And so I was guiding these couple of gentlemen that didn't have a boat on Lake Minnetonka, and they brought this massive tackle box, you know, from like the 70s that was so huge, and I was just kind of giggling. And you know, I caught the first three fish, and I was like, well, this is no fun for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to – I said, guys, I'm going to pull up to these couple of docks I know are loaded with fish, and you're going to use my poles. And you're going to drop these little med rigs down there and let them, you know, jiggle. And sure enough, they both each caught a fish then. And I was like, you know, that's what you got to do sometimes. Just kind of take the bull by the horns. And yeah, if you're going to catch fish, sometimes you got to listen.
Oh, gosh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Everybody, we're talking with Stephanie Lawson, who is, besides being a competitive angler in many, many tournaments in the Minnesota area. She also does a lot of work with, you know, helping other women get into the outdoors and fishing and fishing clubs. And she's playing guide for guys and showing them how to, you know, catch fish and catch more fish. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And I love hearing from somebody who is in a position like you, especially a female, working her way through this, and I don't mean this in a negative, quagmire of outdoors fishing industry.
Yeah, no, I don't mind you saying that. I really don't. I try to be a leader, you know, and you know, even this weekend I'm guiding two young ladies. They're junior bassinators on the lake that I live on, Clearwater Lake in Annandale, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They are in a virtual, you know, they have a little virtual app. They'll be entering fish, and I'm kind of a marshal, and they will be running the trolling motor, and I run the big motor, and it's just a joy for me to be a part of that. And any way I can help the sport of fishing grow and be a role model for the young ladies as well, I'm all about it.
Oh, yes. You know, and I thank you very, very much. I have two daughters that are both in their 40s now, and they love the outdoors, and they, one loves fishing, one loves shooting more, and but they just both like to be outdoors with their kids, and just seeing so much of it. You know, somebody like you is such a valuable resource to so many people, because what you teach those two girls, those two high school girls that are coming on your boat, they each one of them are going to teach 50 to 100 more. So you're like dropping that pebble into the lake, and you see that little ring goes boop and going out, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So the small thing that you do, and it's not a small thing taking them out, but this thing that you do of taking them and helping them grows into this huge circle down the water, you know? And, I mean, that is so cool. Stephanie, I'm excited.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of the premise. You know, I started in the beginning of the year, right, literally on New Year's Eve, this 100 Fishing Buddies series. So 2 years ago, so 2020, I had a unique goal of wanting to fish 50 unique lakes, or I should say bodies of water, because there's a couple of rivers and an ocean thrown in there, too.
Okay.
And I achieved that in 2020. And then the next year, I went for 60, and I achieved that. So, and so far this year, even though I said I wasn't going to track, I ended up, you know, writing them down anyway, and I'm at 40 already. So that's 150 in 2.5 years so far. Unique bodies of water I fish, but I got bored of that. So this for 2022, I was like, I'm gonna fish with 100 unique people. So after being in two bass clubs, guiding, you know, and now this 100 fishing buddies, I was like, I'm fishing my heart out. I'm like, goodness. But anyway, I'm having a good time, and I'm learning from all of these other 100 fishing buddies myself. It's just been so much fun. And, you know, I fish for other species, too. So I love crappie fishing. That's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a picture of you holding a bluegill that would put, you know.
Oh, yeah. So my favorite out of all those lakes is Big Stone, and those 10-inch bluegills is where those come from.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got to fish that lake if you ever get a chance. It's on the border of South Dakota and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's just giants there.
Oh, my goodness. Stephanie, I'm looking at these photos, and I'm just going,
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about those bluegills on that lake is they're not in, like, one honey hole. They're all over. Me and my girlfriend, Rachel, we caught three in one day in three different spots.
Mm, wow. That is amazing. That is
and they were just community spots, like if you, where you saw all the boats, that's where you go.
Yeah.
You just park, you know, be 30 boats near and just find the boats. Mm-hmm. Here's the spot.
Now, you're on Facebook, correct?
I am.
So if a woman wanted to send you a note via Messenger on Facebook, is it just Stephanie Lawson, or is, what are you on?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I don't have a outdoors page. I just Stephanie Lawson, and add me, and certainly reach out to me. I do have an Instagram that's fishon10000. You can add me there as well.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, Stephanie, I want to say thank you for, you know, coming on my show this morning and telling people about, you know, what you do, how you do it, where you do it, and you're just getting more women active in competitive angling. But, you know, it's not just competitive angling. It's getting more women out in the outdoors to enjoy the outdoors, whether they're doing with, you know, with their family, which a lot of them wind up doing it with, or finding some other women in the neighborhood. Say, hey, listen, do you like to fish? Well, yeah, but I can. Well, let's go, you know, and the two of them go out fishing. I mean, it is so cool to talk to somebody like you who's instilling that drive in so many women that are out there.
Hey, thank you for having me, Chauncey.
No problem. Everybody, that was Stephanie Lawson, a unique competitive angler, and she has a resume of tournaments and what she does in the great outdoors, not just for women, but for everyone who enjoys the great outdoors. Thanks much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For
Diamond
more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Fish on!
Trolling, 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 trolling.
This is Bill Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in suburban Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
The wind and rainy weather, we're in this boat together.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and yep, we've got the cover boy of Fred West Outdoors Magazine. We have our good friend Phil Piscitello. Phil, how are you?
Good morning, Chauncey. Doing well. How are you doing today?
Oh, God, we're doing great. Let me tell you, when I saw your face holding that crappie on the front of the Illinois section of Midwest Outdoors, I was so happy, and I was saying, oh, I got to tease him about it. But, you know, I am getting so many phone calls about the chain. It's got to be exploded.
Yeah, right now, it's the big headline right now is white bass. You want white bass? You don't have to go to the Wolf River or any of that kind of stuff. It's right here in the Fox Chain. Lake Marie, Stakey Bay, Fox Lake, they're just loaded with white bass.
Which, I mean, I have no idea where they came from, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. It's a fish that's been getting better and better every year, hasn't it?
Yes, and the numbers have definitely gone up, and the size has gone up. I mean, you're getting a lot of 8 to 10 inches, but we're getting some 12 to 14s in there, mixed in there too, which is a lot of fun. And when you find them, they've been busting shad on the surface. And, I mean, you get into them, you can throw rattle baits, you can throw meps or rooster tails and have a ball catching them.
Really? Because, I mean, it's just amazing how, you know, I talked to a variety of people, and I was holding back on talking to you because I wanted to talk to you on the show. But, you know, I heard about the white bass going on, and it's phenomenal. I mean, these are chunkers. They're not just little skinny guys, are they?
No, they're pretty healthy fish, and they're feeding on shad, and they've got some body mass to them, and they're good. And the other day, I was out there pre-fishing for a bass tournament, and then behind me, all these white bass started blowing up on shad. So I quickly forgot about the bass fishing. I went down there, picked up a rattle bait, and just had a ball catching the fish. Yeah, they're a lot of fun, so you can get out there.
Oh, that's right. And what were those lakes again that were the hot ones that you said? Marie, Petite, what?
Marie, Petite, and Pastakey Bay.
Oh, yes, and Pastakey. Yes, 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 Pastakey. And you know, even, you know, if you're shore fishing, if you have access to some places, just watch that surface. If it starts, you know, if the surface of that water starts getting a little, I don't know even what's the right word to use. Do you have a better word than I can think of?
Yeah, when it just explodes with a shad busting all over the surface, I mean, you'll see it. I mean, they'll come up all over the place, then there'll be seagulls coming down, feeding on the shad that the white bass are pushing up from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And that's the important word. When you see a minnow jumping out of the water, there's a dang good reason that something bigger than him is chasing him.
Absolutely. And when you get schools of them doing that, when there's like bunches of them and it's a big, massive flurry all over the place, that's exciting fishing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've been seeing some the tournament guys and stuff like Blarney's Bassmasters, you know, they've been bringing in some nice looking largemouth out of the chain, and people are saying, oh, the chain doesn't have any fish in it. Well, it's okay. If you don't think that, I'll go fishing, you know?
Oh yeah, I mean, I watched tournaments on the chain, and I compare them to like Lake Geneva tournaments and stuff, and they're pulling the same kind of weight on the chain as they are in like Geneva and those places, and there's some really quality, nice largemouth coming out of the chain. In fact, last night, Chris Groh, he's one of our locals here, real good tournament guy. He won the tournament with five nice fish. And one of them was a nice smallmouth in the bag. Yep.
Oh. Ooh. Well, Chris Groh, I know he used to fish the Elite Series for a couple of years. I think he's doing something with MLF. I mean, there's a lot. He's a good angler. And he's a local boy.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I like to say he's a local boy who's done good. And, oh, man.
Absolutely.
But then,
we have a lot of talent, too, that comes from the chain. The legs of it going beyond the chain and become bigger in the world of fishing. We have a lot of local talent like that. And they all came from the chain of legs.
Some of the two biggest names that were in the fishing industry, Ron Linder and his brother. Where did they get their start? The chain.
The chain, yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Now, what about muskies? Isn't it that time of the year when the water temperature is slightly breaking a little bit? It's still warm, but you know, it's not as hot as it was. And those muskies have got to be getting a little excited out there, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. The water temperature is dropping now. It had been in the 80s for a while, but now it's into the mid 70s. And because we're getting really nice, cool nights, and the nights have been beautiful, and it's really cooled that water down nice. And they're biting out there. They're getting excited. And isn't that the good topwater bite going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting pretty good.
And you know, whether you get the muskie, yes, you want to catch a muskie. But even if you get a follow all the way up to the boat, just check that off on the list that you got one, because it is so cool to get one that'll come all the way up to the boat. You may not bite the lure, but it'll take a look at you and say, do I look good? And then he swims away.
Yeah, that's one of the things about muskie fishing that keeps you coming back, is the fowls, too. It's like you said, that's just like catching one almost. Very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, See, my problem is if I go muskie fishing on the chain, I catch bass. If I go bass fishing on the chain, I catch muskie. If I go walleye fishing, I catch carp. So I have to change what I'm doing.
Absolutely true. I can't tell you the number of bass tournaments I fish where I've caught really nice walleyes, really nice muskies. Mm-hmm. Or I'm out there live bait rigging for walleyes. Early in the spring, I had just a minnow on and jigging a minnow, and I get a 40-inch muskie.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like I said, and you said, topwater baits and stuff. And don't be surprised. Even if you're bass fishing, I would put a little, there are some thin steel leaders that you can buy that aren't going to affect your bait going through the water. And when you're in an area that has pike, muskie, walleye, you need to have a little bit of insurance on that lure, because something with teeth and sharp ones are going to just nip that line, aren't they?
Absolutely, I agree. There's a lot of tieable wire leaders out there you can get. And like you said, there's real thin ones, and they really don't affect your action of your bait very much, and they work really well. Really good tip I'll tell people for muskie fishing is go bass fishing. Use bass lures out there more than the big muskie size lures, because we catch more muskies on those smaller ones than the big ones, especially on the Fox Channel.
Oh. Yeah, I will 1,000% agree with you, Phil, on that one. I will 1,000% agree with you. And then, we've talked about bass, muskie, those fat, just see some of these photos of these fat white bass. And then the largemouth bass. Then we get into, I think they're a great eating fish, those nice catfish out of the chain.
Oh, yeah, the catfish population is really outstanding out there right now. And that's another fish. I catch them bass fishing all the time, walleye fishing all the time. I go out there with the wife. We go trolling crankbaits, and you catch all kinds of catfish on crankbaits. I had one of my favorite spinnerbaits I was using the other day. I had a catfish destroy that spinnerbait.
Really?
So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize that cats will hit, all those baits you said, they'll hit an inline straight like MEPS spinner. They'll hit a blade bait that vibrates real hard in the water if you're jigging it. I mean, they'll hit a little bit of it. They're not proud. They'll eat anything, you know?
They will. Last year, I'll give you a real quick example. Last year, I was fishing a bladed jig, like a chatterbait style bait, fishing over some shallow weeds, and I had a fish hit it really hard, came out of the water, and thought it was a bass. It ended up being a channel cat. About an 8-pound channel cat, and it came out of the water like a bass.
I know some people probably are catching them, and maybe you can cue us in on some of this. Is crappie on the chain? I know they're there, and there's some slabbers there. There's some potato chip ones there, you know. But still, they're fun to catch, and I'm not quite sure. Are they hanging deep? Are they hanging around stuff? Or are they just suspended in the middle? I don't know where those crappies could be this time of the year.
Oh, and one thing about the crappies, I've been on crappies all year round. I can catch them all year. I do a lot of trolling crankbaits, and I'll find a lot of schools of crappies by trolling crankbaits. And in the lakes, I'll fish a lot of slip bobbers. I'll get like right on the weed edges, right where the weeds end and go into deeper water. I'll do controlled drifts over to weed beds. I have a couple slip bobbers right over the weeds. Then when it's on the weed line, I'll have a little slip bobber set just a little deeper, and I'll drift over these areas. And there's all kinds of crappies in these spots too, like on Channel Lake, the weed lines, Lake Catherine, they're all in there. Some of the deeper bays and stuff, I'll catch them in. I'll troll crankbaits, I'll get them. And when I find them trolling crankbaits, I'll go back, and then I'll fish them with I'll set out a couple of slip bobbers. I'll cast some roadrunners, some beetle spins, count them down, reel them in, and you can catch them all summer long. Catch a lot of fish, and nice ones too.
Yeah. And especially when you start, getting into September, and they're looking to bulk up a little bit. I think they're like, it's going to get a little lean when it gets cold, so we've got to put a few extra layers of fat on us, which they don't get fat; it's all meat. But, they've got to put a few extra, ounces of weight on them just so they can make it through the winter when things are a little bit on the lean side, as they say.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if this is going to be early winter, too, because some of the crappies right now are starting to show up in their fall spots already.
Really?
A couple channels.
Fall spots?
As they're getting them. Yeah, which is just keeping an eye on it. But, yeah, we're starting to get them in some fall channels.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Did not realize that, my friend. Wow. So, overall, you'd say that the chain is looking to be pretty hot for this coming fall, right?
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal this fall. All the panfish, the white bass, yellow bass, crappies, perch. Yellow perch is another thing. I mean, yeah, they're all in there. And walleyes, too. And your walleyes, you catch a ton of those, too. So it's going to be a very good fall. I'm very excited for the fall.
Yeah. One of friends of the show, Tim Seipel, was fishing the chain, not in the last couple of weeks, but earlier this summer. And he got into the jumbo perch, and he sent me photos. And then, I was like, when did you go to Lake Michigan? He goes, I didn't.
A few of these perch I've caught out there, they look like Lake Michigan jumbos. They're unbelievable. Some of the fish. And I've had 60 fish perch days out there sometimes when you find the schools of them. I mean, it's been really, really good.
Hey, now the name of your guide service is?
My guide service is Borderline Fishing Guide Service. And I guide all over northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're right on the Illinois-Wisconsin line. So, I mean, and that's one of the great things about field services. He's got hot spots in Illinois, and if they get cool or they're not as active as the ones up north, they'll just roll over the border a little bit, you'll wind up fishing in the spots in, southern Wisconsin there and slam them puppies. So he's a two-state angler, which always makes it a good guide when he can, move around that easily to find those fish. And what is the best way to get a hold of you, my friend?
Just call me on my cell phone. If I don't answer, just leave a message. I'll get back to you. And my number is 847-638-7547.
All right. Can you repeat that again for me? I couldn't write that fast.
Sure. My phone number is 847-638-7547.
Cool. Well, Phil, and Phil is part of the Chauncey's Great Outdoors, pro staff team. And he comes on our show several times during the year, and he does seminars. And you got any seminars coming up?
Yes, September. mid-September, I'm going to do a talk to the Lake Geneva Fishing Club on fall walleye fishing.
Good group of guys. Good. It's a good club to join. It really is. That's also a good club to join. Good club to join. Well, Phil, thank you so much for coming on the air this morning with me.
Oh, anytime, Chance. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. That's, you know, Phil Piscatella. You can't go wrong. And once again, tell everybody the name of the guide service.
Borderline Fishing Guide Service.
Borderline Fishing Guide Service. Thanks much, Phil. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, what do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at
gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com, and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, hey, everybody. I hope you liked today's show so far. I was having fun. I think you heard it in my voice. But really, you know, Stephanie Lawson from, you know, the Minnesota area and all the great things she's doing to get more women into the great outdoors. And, of course, Phil Piscatello. He just, you know, borderline guide service. He is like the chain is the back of his hand. He knows it that well. And it's so good to get a really detailed report on how to catch those fish that are out there. Whether you're from shore or, you know, out on a boat, you can have fun doing that. And let's not pass that up. But we need to get into the Aiden fishing report so I don't get any nasty notes from my grandson, Aiden, that, Grandpa, you didn't read my report this week. But here it comes. And this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. The 2023s, are showing up, and you need to check some of them out. They're unbelievable Lunds and low boats that are there. Papa, we were finding the Chinook salmon bite was really good, and we caught some coho and steelhead mixed in out on Lake Michigan, north of Whitehall. The best water was 140 to 180 feet while trolling green spoons and green flies that Captain Tony gave us on wire divers, downriggers, and 300-foot copper lines. We caught a coho on a 300-foot line, and I could not reel it all the way in. My arms were hurting, so Dad had to finish up, and I drove the boat. Uncle Tom, so I drove the boat. This isn't a boat. This is a yacht. Uncle Tom was fishing with Rusty by Grand Haven and said the Chinook and coho salmon were 35 to 90 feet down in 110 to 200 foot of water. They're closer to shore there, I guess. Glow spoons and plugs worked really, really, really well, he says, in low light conditions. After the sun came up, he said they both went to breakfast and then took a nap so they could go out later in the day. Uncle Tom and Rusty, got to take a nap in the middle of the day. You know, we're going to be out there all night. Pier anglers did catch a few coho and salmon they saw and one steelhead, but the action was slow. Your fishing magician, Aiden, see you soon. First week of school was okay. That's how he was okay. I'm surprised he didn't just say just okay. But that's okay. That's all right. The other thing is Wren Lake Report. This is sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. Cats are still very active in the area. Crappie, white bass, and those bluegills are a little, you know, in about 12, 15 feet of water, but some of them are starting to move a little shallower. They're looking for some white bass action to start happening in about 2 weeks. When that happens, the shoreline action is going to be absolutely great. It's still better to fish early in the morning and then after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Nighttime cats are fitting pretty much anything you put out on the hook. So don't be afraid to try anything out on the chain of lakes. They were seeing, as you heard from, Phil with his report, I can't get any more detailed than that, but it sounds like that's a place to be heading out to. Up at Lake Geneva, there's working the dark, deep sides of the weed edges with a small planer board and dragging across like a crankbait or even a night crawler and bounced on the bottom like a walleye rig. But they're using those planer boards to get close to the weeds, and that way they can bounce the bottom. And they're picking up some nice fish here and there. That's a good, good sign. Up north in Eagle River, the muskies are getting more active. And when that happens, it's good fishing. So the muskies and walleye and northern pike are, with the cooling of the temperature up there, are starting to get a little bit more active. They got probably another couple weeks to go before they're crazy, but it's a good sign to see that activity. Up on the chip, water's still about a foot and a half down, so be careful when you're cutting along the sides of the flowage, because you could bang a stump, a rock, and that's a new prop or some lower maintenance to be done on your boat. So let's not do anything there that you're going to cry about. In Illinois, and they're talking about some of the pier fishermen in Waukegan, in downtown Chicago, off of Belmont, Diversey, and Montrose Harbor, we're getting early morning salmon casting glow-in-the-dark spoons. Not a lot, but they're expecting that to change to bobbers and spawn sacks really soon. And a lot more fishermen will be coming out. I have to tell you, if you're going to try fishing for salmon on the lakefront, you need to have a very, very long-handled net. You can't horse those salmon up out of the water and onto the rocks, because something's going to go ping, and it's not going to make you happy. Those fish, that line will snap, and then you're going to be crying because you just saw a 15-pound salmon swimming away. So bring a salmon, have somebody help you, you know, net the fish. Even if you're on your own, get one of the people around you to help net the fish. Fishermen are good to help each other out, so don't pass that one up, okay? Remember that. We're not hearing anything about perch anywhere along the Chicago lakefront, so that tells me things are a little bit on the slow side to definitely check out, okay? This weekend, I'm going out to La Crosse, Wisconsin for the Bassmaster Elite Tournament. We're going to probably do an interview with the winner of the Angler of the Year and the Rookie of the Year for Bassmasters. And then later in the year, we'll be doing some interviews with the MLF winners of the tournament. So we've got a lot of things lined up for bringing the professional fishermen out so you can learn how to be a better angler yourself. I like that. Don't you? Me too. And once again, you know, you just got to keep an eye on the weather. We got some storms rolling in. They roll out. If you can get a chance and go on a charter with Diamond Ghost Charters, let me tell you, Captain Tony says he took a two-man limit in less than 40 minutes and had to go back in. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so you know what that means. We're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from Fool's Crow from the Lakota Nation. It's a short, but it's a smart one. The greater the faith, the greater the results. The greater the faith, the greater the results. If you have huge faith in what you're doing, that greater the results will be to accomplish your goals. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, or the fish we're catching. And the birds are going to be hunting pretty quick. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's.